next up, we have a little bit more spoken word with some accompaniment. We've got Cheryl Peralt, and accompanying her on guitar will be Steve Rapson. Please give them a warm welcome.
That was fantastic, young man.
Remember. All right. Thank you, everyone. Might be a nice accompaniment to us for this particular piece. I've had a lot of bees chasing me lately. This is about ants. Now, this is an old piece from our first CD that Steve recorded many moons ago. And on this piece, there was a woman who had hired us for a women's organization event. And when she was asking for us to perform a few pieces, she said, "Just not that creepy ants piece." Do you remember that? All right. So it's about being a quirky kind of kid who used to stare at ants for a long time. And I once told a painter about how I used to spend a lot of time looking at ants on the ground. She said, "Oh, you should write a poem about that." So I did. And that's what this is about. But what happens in the process of writing this is that I shift to thinking about the focus of observation and images with us when we're older, and how it could be people close to us every day, people we see only on occasion, people who have departed and passed away, but their images, their presence stay with us. And I shifted from ants to writing in a collective idea of carrying people with us. And I did change a few words, but it's the same flow. And here we go. In my younger days, I would often stare at ants for hours on the hot sand. Tiny black segmented bodies moving in a frenzied dance like contra partners. Step and whirl and do-si-do around each other in fast-forward manner, picking up microscopic grains and dropping them like they were giant boulders, carrying a carcass of a friend for proper burial, carrying a carcass of a fat worm for their feast, zipping and weaving in and out, always seeming to rush about like it was time for another apocalypse. Just their common state of panic, with the sky occasionally falling down around them. And carry on their frenzied dance, while I would sit for hours and stare at them. Later on, I would enter the house in mesmerized state, still seeing ants everywhere, my mother reminding me to wash my hands. I'd see her standing there, ants crawling in her hair, ants racing up her arms and across her face, yet she never even tried to wipe them all away. And I'd go to wash my hands, still seeing ants everywhere, ants coming from the faucet water, ants swirling by, ants climbing on my hands, pausing to shake and dry. And I would sit down at the table face my food with anticipation, only to see ants all over my plate. And I would try to wipe them all in vain, but they never seemed to go away. The image of ants stayed with me throughout the night and day. And these days, I am much older, but not much for gazing at ants in the sand. But there is something I do see all the time. It's you. It's your face. Wherever I go, your face is of art form. Your eyes simmer in warmth. Your nose tilting slightly. Your mouth calling to me. And you are always smiling. I see your face everywhere I look. I drive my car, your face is in the windshield. I trip slightly up the stairs. I see your eyebrows start to rise. I look at my plate when it is time to eat, and you have come to join me. I look at the ceiling at night, waiting for sleep to come, and I see your face. You are with me everywhere I go. With me everything I do, and it's constant. Your face stays with me. Your memory now a part of me. Reminders of you are with me now through the rest of my days and nights. And I keep them close to me, like seeing the ants of childhood that never go away.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, a little creepy crawly there, but very interesting. Another hand, please, for Cheryl Perrault and Steve Rabson.